2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dejanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
All right, I think we're getting close to ballots going out for the primary elections. And we want to talk about this new law that now requires drop boxes to have 24-hour video surveillance.
24-hour video surveillance seems like overkill. I mean, are the drop boxes that vulnerable? I've never heard that. So what's the investment look like so that you can look at those boring videos 24/7?
Well, my take is, do I want to be surveilled while I'm dropping off a ballot? Because I just
go pull your cap down low,
drop off a ballot. That's all I do, and then I walk away. And how long do they keep that video around for?
Yeah.
Where do they? Anyway, county clerks say they're hustling to install these cameras, but I don't know that we're clear yet on who gets access to this video. Who's going to see us dropping off these ballots?
And who's going to care?
Let's first get details in a report filed by KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayres, who's been following the ballot for us here at KSL News Radio. We're going to bring her on live and see what else she knows.
Sully County workers had to come up with a unique way to install their cameras.
They put a camera that's solar powered on a 15-foot pole and devised a way to attach it to the ballot drop box itself.
All in the name of election security.
First challenge was notifying the locations where the drop boxes are situated, and that is not our property.
Salt Lake's County Clerk Sherry Swenson says, for example, there's a drop box at the county library.
They said they had policies against having cameras that surveil their patrons.
Swenson feared they may have to move some drop boxes that voters have come to rely on. Then her team came up with this engineering feat, cameras that point straight down.
Would have been a lot more costly to move the drop boxes, so I'm glad that we could come up with this solution.
In the smaller Sevier County, they only have three total drop boxes, and luckily two already had cameras. Sevier lead deputy clerk Barbara Crowther says her worries or with the video.
Say a mom drops it off and she's got, you know, her child wants to put it in the magic drop box or whatever, you know, is the identity of that child public? Those are questions I just don't have the answer to.
In Utah, you are allowed to drop off a ballot for anyone living in your household. Think big families and possibly lots of ballots per household.
Someone in a car, I'm not sure if it will take a photo of their license plate number.
Meaning, could someone get accused of stuffing a ballot box when they're not? Plus, the law isn't specific on who has access to the video, meaning a grandma request could make it public. Swenson thinks that was a mistake.
The surveillance should be for the lieutenant governor's office and the election official. And if they want the state legislative auditors to have it, that would be fine, too.
She says her office is already overloaded with grandma requests from poll watchers, and they have to sift through to figure out what is public and what's not.
I think that will be the same situation for these, and we've never dealt with anything in the form of a surveillance video, so this will be new.
During this past session, the sponsor of the legislation, Senator Dan McKay, said county clerks could reach out to each family member and confirm ballots are valid. The cameras, he said, would help catch criminals.
I've never heard of anyone going out and gathering up ballots.
In total, these cameras cost taxpayers $500,000.
I'm glad maybe that it would deter someone from damaging the drop box. But other than that, for the purpose for which they passed it, I don't think it makes a lot of sense.
$500,000 to put the cameras on the drop boxes. And then what happens with that video? Who's going to be included? Are you going to see license plates? Is it going to be available to everybody, just the lieutenant? I had no idea there were so many questions to be answered on this. Lindsay Ertz joins us right now. I thought it was just, you know, throwing up a few cameras, Linz, but it seems much more complicated than that.
Well, and that's kind of the complaint of the county clerks, is that some of these questions weren't answered by the law. And so they were kind of pushing for some of this to be included in it. But the law really doesn't say who's in charge of it. The other issue I would bring up here that I didn't have time to put in my report is that the cameras were put, like in some cases, they're put on property not owned by the county clerks. So, for example, in Salt Lake County, one of those cameras is going at a county library. And that's not their property. That's not a government building, right? And so the county clerks in some counties are not in charge of the video. They've given that responsibility over to, like, the city, for example, in their surveillance system. They've just added a camera to their surveillance system and said, this one's on a Dropbox. And so on top of questions about who has access to the video, who's in charge of the video is different in every county and with every Dropbox.
So we need to bring the sponsor on. Is that Senator Dan McKay?
He's one of them, yes. Okay. Representative John Hawkins is the House sponsor,
so,
yes.
So we'll reach out to him the House sponsor over the next couple of days and see if we can get some clarification on this. Because at this point, to me, my takeaway is this sounds like a solution in search of a problem. I mean, there doesn't appear to be any kind of problem with our ballot boxes here in Utah, but yet now we've got this situation where we're spending $500,000 in taxpayer money to put cameras on poles with solar batteries and in poles that aren't owned by the government that's putting them up there.
Yeah, and we should be clear that the Lieutenant Governor's office did support this legislation. This is just one piece of a security bill that passed in the legislature, but this is like the biggest piece I think that voters will notice and need to be aware of. And so the Lieutenant Governor's office wasn't opposed to cameras per se. They were opposed to when it could potentially limit a drop box. Like you heard, Salt Lake County was considering having to move some drop boxes, and that could restrict access to some voters who are used to them. They've got to put out notices that a drop box is moved, stuff like that. So the county or the Lieutenant Governor's office doesn't necessarily oppose cameras, but they are sort of finding there's sort of all these back end problems and maybe unintended consequences that are coming up because these cameras are now required.
Lindsay Ertz, thanks for joining us. KSL News Radio reporter. Thank you.
How do you fall on this, Dave?
I think we spend so much money, millions and billions on elections nationwide. $500,000 is nothing to sneeze at. But if it adds another layer of security, some peace of mind, in a time when elections are being questioned, and I feel like they're being questioned unjustly, but why not add that extra layer and say, prove it to me. Here's the video. Tell me where the impropriety was.
So let's ask our listeners, do you mind getting caught on camera, dropping your ballot off in the ballot box, caught on camera, doing
we posted right on Facebook
thing?
What do we care?
801-575-TALK. 801-575-TALK. Is it worth the $500,000 to surveil ballot boxes across Utah? So, yeah, the Lieutenant Governor's office, the county clerk, whoever is in charge of this video can watch you drop off your ballot in the ballot box. 801-575-TALK.
Dave and Dujanovic. Start your mornings productively with important updates on breaking news,
traffic, and reliable weather.
You'll get it all on KSL from 5 to 9 with Tim and Amanda.
Utah's morning companions for news.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Look, I think the question that we're asking is pretty clear. Do you care that you're caught on camera while you're putting your ballot in the ballot box? $500,000. That's what the state is spending to put up surveillance cameras to watch 24/7 the ballot boxes.
I do not care. I do not care if I'm dropping my ballot off and you record me. I super don't care.
Do you mind that they spent 500 grand?
Okay, 500 grand sounds like a lot of money. What's the total budget of elections? I mean, I would imagine tens of millions of dollars. Like, it's extremely expensive. It's important. If it's an investment, if it helps us feel a little bit more comfortable about the results, the integrity of the election, I look at it as an investment.
I've never felt uncomfortable.
I've never felt uncomfortable. Agreed.
Years that I walked it to my own mailbox. Oh my gosh, I left my ballot with the flag up in the mailbox. Dun, 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 dun. But you use ballot boxes all the time.
Yeah.
So you'll be caught on camera. You'll be a frequent flyer. There's that Noriega
guy
again.
Yo, what's up?
Taking your calls, 801-575-TALK, 801-575-TALK. Terry from Draper, do you mind getting caught on camera when you're dropping your ballot off at the ballot box down the road?
I don't mind.
Why not?
Well, why should I care? Who knows? I'm dropping off my ballot at the ballot box. I go in and fill out a ballot at a polling place. Why? What's the difference?
Then let me ask you this, Terry, follow-up question. Let's say a TV station or a newspaper or your neighbor wants to find out when you voted and where, and they requested that video, put it on Facebook. Now, do you mind?
I still don't mind.
Okay.
In fact, one of the reasons I'm calling is because I just watched night before last, a movie called 2,000 Mules. Have you heard of it?
Nope.
You should go see it because it's exactly what you're talking about.
About election integrity and voting?
It's about mules, people stuffing ballot boxes, and they have video of them doing it. They have geotagging of how it happens and what and who's doing it.
Yeah, I'm unfamiliar with it. I know when we talked to Sherry Swenson, the Salt Lake County clerk, she said we do not have examples of this happening here in Utah. She's like, I don't even know of it. I don't know if this is happening. So is it a possibility? Of course. Like, anything's a possibility. Anything could happen. But it hasn't happened here. That's not to say it couldn't. And I think that's where proponents of the cameras are saying, well, let's just make sure. And I think it does add a layer of trust. And how is that a bad thing? How is that not worth 500 grand?
The state's spending $500,000 as part of an election security push from Capitol Hill to enhance security across Utah when it comes to our elections. We don't know of any instances that we go, oh, you know. The only instance I heard of ballot stuffing, potential for ballot box stuffing, was when you and I covered, along with Lindsay Ertz, the story from the Republican convention.
That hardly even counts. Like two people,
two
delegates. Yeah,
caught their own delegates,
yeah.
Allegedly. No, don't quite know what became of that, trying to stuff the ballot box. But I don't know of any across Utah that I can think of that this has happened. But I guess if you're concerned about election security, you know, here's the thing with surveillance video. There's hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of this, 24 hours a day for who knows how many days, that are just going to be captured, never looked at, but always available for anybody to look at. And I guess we're getting okay with the idea of security cameras, right? I mean, they're just about everywhere. If you don't have a security camera on your doorbell right now, you're probably one of the few people. Dave looks at me like, yeah, I don't have a Ring doorbell yet.
It's sitting in my closet waiting to be installed.
But I have a Ring doorbell. When I first got it, I looked at the video all the time. In fact, I had notifications, push alerts to my phone. And even during the show, I'm like, oh, somebody's at my front door. And then I realized probably 95% of the time, it's either the garbage truck driving by that triggered it or the mailman, the postal carrier that triggers it. So it's a lot of video for not a lot of gain.
Exactly.
This is about making people feel better.
Okay. But I like where you're going with this because it does seem unnecessary until it's not. until there's something in question, until someone says, I saw something on Tuesday that looked a little fishy around 7 o'clock. Mm. Well, then you can jump in, scroll through an hour, and see if anything fishy happened. I mean, I like having the ability.
Okay.
And things have changed so much over the years when it comes to technology. The ability to record, the ability to store video in massive quantities, like your Ring doorbell. It's recording, 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 which you never need until the cops come out and say, hey, we had some suspicious activity happen. Do you have any video? And you're like, okay, well, give me the time frame here. And now it's valuable.
On our KSL text line at 57500, a listener says, Big Brother is everywhere. Why not there as well? We're just folding. You know, we're just like, yeah, there's cameras everywhere. Just go ahead and put it on the ballot box, too.
Yeah. I don't think, again, when we talk about privacy and your right to privacy, and you know this far better than anybody else, Debbie, having been an investigative journalist, and you've had to kind of walk that line of, is it appropriate to record this conversation? You know, when these undercover investigations, you've had to deal with some of these mm-hmm. issues. But generally speaking, if you're in a public place, there is not an assumption. You can't assume that you have a right to privacy.
Right. Right. There's no expectation of privacy on a road, on a public road. Now, if there was a ballot box in a bathroom, you do have an expectation of privacy in a bathroom. That would be illegal. But these are, sounds like, put on poles on public streets, even though the county clerks have had to sort of figure out ways to surveil these ballot boxes because they sound like they're fixated in places that make sense with the demographics of the community or the access to the ballot box. And they did not want to have to move these ballot boxes, but they've come up with strategic ways to work around access to get those cameras placed.
I don't want to have to go searching for my ballot box. I don't. I want to be able to drop it off year in and year out.
Do you not just put it in the mail?
No, I drop it off in the box. Because I always procrastinate, not for any other reason other than Every time we do a story, we're like, you got to have a postmark by 9 p.m. Otherwise, it doesn't count. And I never remember.
And you're dropping it off. The Star Spangled Banner is playing in your head. Pete from Salt Lake City, give me your take.
Hey.
You've got 30 seconds for a hot take. Pete, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, if the government wants to take my picture, they must think I'm pretty good looking if they want to take my picture.
You don't
Why
care.
Why should I matter?
You don't
Why
care.
Why should I care?
You can't think of one reason why you would care about being caught on camera doing your civic duty.
You know, exactly. Hey, you wanted to take my picture? Go for it. I'm not hiding anything. Have a good day, you guys.
You too, Pete. Always appreciate the fact that you're a loyal listener and your phone calls and your energy. Boundless amounts of energy from Pete in Salt Lake City.
Pete, stay away from the coffee. Pete, no more coffee for you.
I do want to track down an interview with Senator McKay. I know he's a regular listener to the show, so he can plan on calling the show later this week to talk about these hurdles that have had to be, jumped for these county clerks to figure out where these cameras go, who keeps the video, who has access to the video. See, that's where my head goes. It's like, who has access to this video, and how do I know it's secure?
And who cares if you have access to the video? Like, if you want to blast through 14 days of 24-hour surveillance on the off chance that Dave Noriega is walking up and dropping a piece of mail in, like, whatever, man.
Okay. Let me bounce this scenario off you. You know where my mind goes? Crime. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
How so?
Well, like, let's say, do cops have access to it? To see if your alibi matches?
If it's public.
Who has access to it?
I mean, everyone has
access. Do they have
access
to it to build some sort of a case?
Why not? Why wouldn't
it? It has
they?
Nothing to do with voting. Maybe there's a bank robbery down the street. You happen to be in the area. Okay. Dave's like, I don't care. Hey, have you noticed the cost of babysitting lately? I don't even know what it costs because I don't need babysitters anymore.
It's not great.
You can congratulate me.
Congratulations.
I've outgrown the need for babysitters. According to The Atlantic, Is it the Atlantic or the Wall Street Journal? It says the Atlantic here. Wall Street Journal. Some babysitters are charging a whopping... Well, let's save it. I can't believe it.
You won't believe this number.
It's like literally...
It's
300,000 times the amount of money I made per hour babysitting.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.